And our discussions have to be based in concrete communal practice, in practical aims derived from or given by a larger story. We have to change the story, return to the original one called the truth. So the story we're elevating to our conscious mind is illustrated by daily practices. How do we do that? Everywhere and every how we do this work is an illustration, a page turned, of the larger work, which we post on the internet so we can see our progress toward completion. We're telling a story. We're drawing the pictures. We're adding new pages. We're watching them unfold globally. So those still stuck in the old story can watch it unfold. I'm beginning to have a new appreciation, Dee-Way, for your pushing me on this need to consider all those stuck in this story called progress, and to not rely simply on a critical mass to convince others of the value of what we're doing. We have to speak that story, the story we're stuck in, examine it unclothed to decide if we're ready to move on. And as we start our new story, and as others watch it unfold, they can begin thinking consciously which story they want to be in. This is called the choice. We are at a crossroads. There are decisions to be made. We must make them consciously. There's no other way for our future to be. And becoming more conscious beings is the transformation we greet along the way. But how do we tell this story with few resources? We link hands globally. We acknowledge openly what we want. That alone is huge. We print little cards to hand out locally with the new story and the new story website and encourage discussion of its key ideas. We identify small concrete projects in our communities that are consistent with our vision, our values. We are made of thoughts, and we are made with thoughts, and we will remake ourselves with thoughts, new thoughts to embrace and express our global fellowship. And I'm increasingly grateful, Dee-Way, for your rootedness in concrete practice and in the importance of that. And what I've come to realize is that it is going back and forth between concrete practice and ultimate goal. It's a conversation between what is not and what is, because what is not is always informing, helping us to shape and hone what it is we're doing. Because unless we have the goal, we won't know how to stay on track when those in power try to hold us back or pull us off our center.
Yes, one. I think that idea of having a place to go where you can visually see and track and watch the story unfold is an awesome idea. I had a question about this new story. In telling ourselves a new story, I'm assuming that a lot of these concepts that we take for granted in this current system, we would question and redefine this world that we live in. And what my spirit feels is the truth, that connectedness to the earth. I feel like that's one of the many traumas that we don't even talk about, you know, that's never confirmed for children, is this disconnect from earth. And I think is a huge cause of why there's so much pain and confusion and being stuck. And I love what you said, that this is a purposefully designed system. And that to me is really important to start to understand where we find ourselves in. So back to my question, the Raven, I was wondering, in this new story that we start to create for ourselves, you know, as a community, and what does that mean in this new story community? What does all these things mean? And can we start to describe on practical levels what people are doing